Pretty good. Do you hear that sound in the background like a walkie-talkie or?
No.
Okay, it went away. It just, the first two times you said something, there was a loud scratching sound whenever you talked.
I didn't hear it.
All right, what exactly is, I think it's called the Warrior Games, or? What exactly is the Warrior Games?
The Warrior Games is a competitive event for all the branches, wounded, ill, and injured soldiers to compete against each other for a cup.
Okay. So it's all branches of service.
Yes.
Right. Now, is that currently going on, or is it just over?
The past 2 weeks have been the train-up. The actual games kick off the 19th.
Okay, games start 19th. Where are they held at?
They're going to be held at Quantico.
Oh, okay. I noticed you were stationed at Fort Campbell, or at least I think you were. I thought, well, if they're at Fort Campbell, I'll go down and see them, but Quantico is a little bit far away. Okay. And, Now, when was you injured? I mean, how long has it been that you were injured?
I was injured in May of 2005, and then my amputation was in June of 2006.
Ooh, okay. That's a long time. Between the injury and the amputation. I think I did read somewhere you had several operations. Well, you've been at this a long time. I mean, that's a good 10 years. Did anything that you learned in sports from your coaches at Central City or Muhlenberg County North, that helped get through any of this? Or how do you account for your success after such a devastating injury?
Coach Mike Harper at Muhlenberg, I mean, he let me come in, and just sit through some of his practices every once in a while. But I got really involved in adaptive sports in 2010 after a visit at the Center for the Intrepid in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. I got to write this stuff down here. So I'm a little bit slower. So you got involved in adaptive sports
mm-hmm.
in 2010. All right. And you were visiting the Intrepid. That's a ship, is it not?
The Center for the Intrepid in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, Center. Or the Center for what now?
The Intrepid.
Oh, for the Intrepid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's in San Antonio, Texas.
Yes.
Do you do very many of these interviews?
Not a whole lot, no.
Not a whole lot. Well, this is my first one over the phone, believe it or not. I've been working for Surf Kentucky for a little while, but I've never actually done an over-the-phone interview. Finding right now as I'm writing, it's different than just sitting down and talking to someone face-to-face. So, usually I'm talking face-to-face. I don't write quite as much because I remember everything. But now when you're saying something, I'm afraid, I might misremember that or forget it or something.
I understand.
Okay, that's cool. It just blows me away how different it is on the phone than it is just a face-to-face interview. Okay, let me see. Well, my editor, she sent me a little message, and she just wanted me to talk about, ask you a couple of things about your life in Muhlenberg County and about growing up here and how that's influenced your current life. Or it might not have at all. I've noticed when I left Muhlenberg County, the whole world was different. So, I mean, you probably found the same thing, didn't you?
It's a lot different, but I visit home a lot, so, never forget where you come from.
Exactly. So you visit your parents a lot?
Yes. My mom and my grandma.
They still live in Central City?
Yes.
Okay. How often do you get to see them?
I'm stationed in Fort Campbell. There's times I come home, like almost every weekend, and there's times I don't come home for a couple months at all.
Okay. So it just depends on what you're doing at the time then.
Right.
Okay. Now, when you said Coach Mike Harper, was he your coach when you were in high school? Or was
yes,
that he somebody
was.
That you...
He was a high school coach.
High school coach. All right. All right. And Let me focus on Mike Harper. Now, did he help you after you were injured, or did he just give you? Did he help you before you were injured?
He would have me come into the gym during some of their practices after my injury, you know, and hang out, maybe practice with them a little bit. And I think mentally that helped me a little bit, and it also helped the players a lot because, you know, they see me with my injury. You know, that helps them, pushes them a little bit more.
Okay. Now, what are you participating in the games? What event?
I'm doing swimming, all four swimming events, which is the 50-meter freestyle, the 100-meter freestyle, 50-meter backstroke, and 50-meter breaststroke. I'm doing wheelchair basketball, archery for the compound bow, track and field. I'm doing seated shot put, seated discus. And then I'm running the 100 and the 200 meter.
Okay, running 100. What, and the 1,000 meter? The
200.
Meter? Oh, 100 meter.
All right, the 100 and the 200.
Oh, and 200 meter, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and if you see backstroke, front, breaststroke, 50 meter free.
Yeah, and the 100. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 100 meter. And you're also doing softball?
Wheelchair basketball.
Oh, basketball. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you went that list pretty quick. I was trying to write it down and get everything down. All right, so I got basketball. I've got you running in 100, 200 meters. I've got the 50, 100 meter freestyle, the backstroke and the breaststroke. And what other sport was it?
Archery for the compound bow.
Archery.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's interesting on the archery. Do you ever come visit the high schools anymore?
I haven't since they consolidated now.
The archery program took off at Muhlenberg County, and they might enjoy seeing you. We've got kids that are shooting nationally and internationally now. Some of these kids only been shooting archery for a couple of years, and they're winning national and international contests.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty amazing. There's over 300 kids participating in the archery program at the high school and the middle school level. And
Wow. They're
doing exceedingly well. They're winning all kinds of awards. And I just sort of thought that was amazing. When I think of archery, I think of just some kids getting together and getting ready to go out and shoot some deer. I know there's archery contests.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I never dreamed we'd have so many people, so many kids in Muhlenberg County shooting archery. Are you very good at archery?
I'm decent. I got into it. I got it to extend my hunting season, and then I started shooting, and then it kind of, you know, progressed from there.
Okay. Okay, so you like the deer hunt?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can tell you're from Muhlenberg County if you like deer hunting.
Yeah.
I like deer hunting. All right. And so have you ever completed any other archery contests?
I competed in the Valor Games in Chicago. That was my first archery competition.
All right. How well did you do in that? I'm just putting this thing.
I won gold in that. I think I shot a 280 out of 300.
Oh, really? So you are good.
I'm decent.
All right. Well, that's good. I know. Then you say that you're doing the. Let's see, you're doing the running. So your prosthetic leg allows you to run. Okay.
Yes.
How fast do you run the 100 meter?
It's been a while since I ran it. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know your speeds right now?
No.
All right. Now I'm gonna put that down then. And let me see here. On the swimming, do you keep up with your? I've actually never covered swimming, so I'm not exactly sure. I think they time it, don't they? Is it
right? It's timed.
Okay, and so how are you on swimming? Have you won any swimming contests?
in 2012 when I did the Warrior Games, I got bronze in the 50-meter freestyle and the 100 freestyle and the backstroke.
Okay. 50-meter?
Yes.
Freestyle. And backstroke.
And the 100-meter freestyle.
Okay, so you got bronze at 50 and 100-meter freestyle and also the backstroke. Well, that's not bad. That's pretty good. And it's pretty obvious you were a good athlete. I think when you got out of high school, you won scholarships for softball, basketball, and soccer, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Okay, when you went to college, what sport did you focus on?
It just depended on what season it was. Sometimes I would go straight from soccer practice to basketball practice.
So you actually played all three in college also?
Yes, I played all three in college.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. And I remember. All right. Now then, like I said, is there anything that you want to tell the people? You know, tell the people in the interview. Is there a certain part of your story, or something you'd like to make sure people knew or realized, or that you think is important?
No.
No, I don't. No. I think. Well, obviously, I got this email from. From, I guess, the Army. I'm assuming that was from the Army, was it not? So they're pushing you pretty hard, but that's cool because you're pretty inspirational. We've got some kids that, like I said, have, of course, got natural handicaps they were born with, and other kids that's gotten injured, you know, just in the area. And so just showing that you can overcome a handicap is really nice, because right now it sounds like you're not really handicapped anymore because you've adapted to your situation and you're thriving. That's the way you would describe your life right now.
Just never give up.
They never give up. Okay, you went from a star athlete, because you can't describe yourself with any other words, to going to the Army and getting injured and losing the leg. And so, like, you fought, when you say a year, an entire year went through from the injury to your leg being amputated, that was a long fight to try to keep that leg. What was it that kept you in the fight? Why did you struggle so hard, and how have you made such a strong comeback after such a devastating injury?
I have a strong faith in my family and friends. You know, they were – When I came home, you know, they were right there. My friend Lindsay Mays, I mean, she was with me every single day. And then when they amputated my leg, I didn't want any visitors with me. You know, I didn't want anybody to come visit me in the hospital. And then I get a knock on my door at the hospital, and it's her. And she had had it overnight back. She wanted to stay the night.
Oh, really?
But I just wanted to get on with my life. I was still pretty young during the accident. Still have a lot of life to live.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I've seen people react totally different to those types of accidents. Some people just get in a wheelchair and they don't try, and they just their whole life just falls apart around them because they're so mentally unable to cope with it. I mean, I've seen them just get in a wheelchair and just gain weight and give up. And obviously, you haven't done that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'll make sure I mention Lizzie Mays in your article and how strong she was. And she said you wanted to get on with life.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you just decided not to let this injury stop you from doing so, didn't you?
Right.
All right. Hold on. And what do you now? Are you still a corporal in the Army?
Yes.
Okay, so corporal in the Army. What do you do for the Army now?
I work with the Adaptive Reconditioning Program, just helping other soldiers in the Warrior Transition Battalion at Fort Campbell get involved with adaptive sports to help them become more active.
Oh, reconditioning. So you work with soldiers that are getting hurt overseas?
Yes. overseas, or so, you know, some get hurt at their duty stations, and if it's bad enough to where they're not able to train and do their job anymore, they come to the Warrior Transition Battalion, and they in process through our adaptive program, our adaptive reconditioning program, and we, you know, help them become active all over again.
Okay. Now, hold on a second. Let me write this down. Battalion. Now, what exactly is the battalion called?
Warrior Transition Battalion.
Warrior. I'm going to make sure I get this right. All right, Warrior Transition. And this is located at Fort Campbell.
Yes.
Okay. See, I never knew that. I never knew they had a battalion that was called that. And but obviously, see, is that a battalion that helped you when you got injured? Were you sent to that?
It didn't. When I got hurt in 2006, the Warrior Transition Battalion didn't stand up until late 2007, early 2008. So I was already, you know, trying to figure out things on my own, like as far as I was pretty much just becoming active on my own, and then it's not until I went to the Center for the Intrepid in San Antonio that I became really active in adaptive sports.
Oh, okay. For some reason or other, I've been sitting here all this time, and my computer started playing music. That was odd. Okay. And so your turnaround was actually on the visit to the Intrepid, to Intrepid down in Texas, is that, and that's what?
It's their big adaptive program. You know, they deal with all types of injuries, from burns to amputations to paralysis. You know, and they help them soldiers there become active.
Okay, and when did they start up?
I'm not exactly sure of their date.
Okay, all right. And I'm hoping I get all this down exactly right. Well, let me ask you a question that's going to help me. What question have I not asked you that you thought I would ask you so that I don't forget a question? Usually I think about who, what, when, where, how, why, and things like that, but this is a slightly different interview. So what have I missed while I'm talking to you here?
I don't think you've missed anything.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. All right. And well, I'm trying to think of something else to ask because I want to make sure I get a decent story. Let me see. And although I think I've got a pretty decent story. How much longer do you think you'll stay in the Army?
As of right now, I'm projected to get out in late January, early February.
Of next year?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Next year, next January. Or February. All right. What do you think you'll do when you get out?
Go to school. I mean, that's my goal right now.
Have you got a school picked out?
Austin Peay in Clarksville.
Okay. That'll keep you close to Fort Campbell.
Right.
So you've made several friends in Fort Campbell. You want to still stick around them?
Yes.
I totally understand that. It's always good to have a good support system. So Austin Peay and Clarksville. Do you know what you're gonna go into?
Social work.
Social.
That's what I started on when I went to college initially. Yeah, in Clarksville, I work with the local community centers with their kids there, and then I help out at the local homeless shelter. So I think social work's a great fit.
Oh, okay. So you work at the local homeless shelter?
Yeah, and the local community center with kids.
Local community center. Okay, this is volunteer work.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
About 2 years.
2 years. Social work's a good field. Are you going to go for social work with children, adults, or with veterans?
With children.
With children?
Yeah.
And, I wasn't sure because they need social workers for the VA also, but if you get the degree, you can choose to do what you wish.
Right.
So you want to work with children. All right. you think you'll come back to Muhlenberg County, or do you think you're going to move off somewhere?
Oh, I wouldn't mind coming back to Muhlenberg County. You know, Muhlenberg County is a great place to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice and quiet. I'm home is where the heart is.
Yeah, I left Muhlenberg County for a lot of years, went to work for the government. I'm back mm-hmm. here right now. I'm finding that Muhlenberg County is a very hard place to get a job in. I don't know if you know anything about our school situation, but I came to the only county, in Kentucky, who had a total hiring freeze because of the financial crisis. They wouldn't even hire substitute teachers.
I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, it's all the beginning of this year, they projected a deficit of $7 million in their budget. They've managed to get it all back together and going to have a $3 million surplus. That's not even a month of operating expenses. But I came in here thinking, well, I'll just get a job sub and then I'll apply for a teaching job. And they wouldn't hire subs, and they had to fire about, they had to pink slip about 100 teachers.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's, there might be a big, but that might cause an increase in the need for social workers. So, what's bad for one group is good for another. But I'm surprised your parents didn't mention it to you. It's sort of been in the paper a little bit. But anyway, well, I hope you get back to Muhlenberg County. We need good people over here working. I mean, we definitely need good people over here working. And all right, so you're initially going to just continue to live in near Clarksville to go to Austin Peay. Have you got a – is the Army going to pay for your – college?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. You deserve that. Okay. All right. Well, I think I've got what I need for a story.